with Pia Wursu on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania.
Speaking of songs that put you in a good mood, Flash says, Pia, the song that gets me in a great mental space is Still My Sunshine by a band called Len. Can't put my finger on why, it just does. Thanks for that, Flash. Now, I actually want you to tune in your ears now for a moment. I want you to have a listen to this and tell me what's happening in your body. Do you notice sweating? Does your heart rate pick up? What's happening as you hear this?
'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
What did you notice? Maybe it's not that song. Maybe there's another one that gives you chills. The Australian National University PhD researcher has been finding out if listening to pop songs could actually be good for your health. You know, like, doctor, can you please prescribe me some pop songs? Jessica Sharman-Rahman, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Pia?
Very well, thanks. What do we know about how music impacts our body?
Yeah, so this is very interesting. Like, a lot of the times we have like a particular preference for a particular genre of music or a particular artist, but sometimes our body reacts quite differently to it. So like you played Justin Bieber's Love Yourself. So when I first listened to it, I actually like felt very relaxed and calm, but truth is, I always claim myself that I'm not a Justin Bieber fan, so I actually never listened to his music. So when I heard this song, I thought that, oh, this is actually reacting quite differently to what I thought. So that's where kind of the research idea came in, that sometimes people say that, oh, I only like this particular type of song or this particular artist, but sometimes the body reacts quite differently to it. So, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So what was your research? How did you build a better understanding of what's happening to our body when we listen to these different songs?
Yeah, so because this is, I found that the things we say are often quite different from how our body reacts, mm-hmm. I decided to do the research on people's physiological response when they listen to music. So these responses can be, say, like your heart rate or from your skin conductance, your skin temperature, your brain activity. These all make reactions when you are listening to music. So I wanted to analyze those and see that whether these signals could tell us something better about how your body is reacting to it. So and turns out all of these signals are correlated with our different emotions. So when we feel sad, there are certain patterns of signals you can see. When we're happy, there are certain patterns. And these can get, evoked by different music. So these can be seen through these physiological signals. And because my studies in computer science, I decided to take a computational approach to it. So using artificial intelligence and machine learning techniques to understand these signals using computers and see what it can tell about people's emotional state at that time.
Right, okay. So if someone's in, say, a sad state or, you know, a poor mental state, are you saying that if we play a song, we can actually change the physiological responses and shift that?
Yes, definitely. If we can identify that what physiological signals, like how it's affecting when you're listening to one song, say we have our wearable technologies like the smartwatch. These can already, track your heart rate and stuff, and it can give you an indication, if you're stressed or not. So these are getting more and more advanced every day. So when we can collect, more physiological data, we can actually also say that which state you are currently in. And then, yeah, hopefully in the future, based on that state, can recommend songs from Spotify to you, which can improve your emotional state and, change the physiological signal. So sometimes, say, the like the skin conductance, it gets like higher for one set of music. So if you want it to get lower, it can recommend you some songs which can do that. So yeah, definitely there's a lot of future scope in this area.
Wow. So this is like you say, have on a smartwatch and it picks up that you're in, you know, a particular mood state and it goes, hey, you know what? You really need to hear a bit of this right now, and actually like tells you like, go and listen to some music.
Yeah, absolutely. There's like smartwatches are already available now, and there are so many devices that are getting smart. Like you will hopefully get smart headphones in a couple of years. So that can like play the music for you. So yeah.
That's amazing. Jessica Sharman-Ruman is who you're hearing from, an Australian National University PhD researcher. So, Jessica, will I have the same physiological response to a song that someone else does, or is this unique from person to person?
This is unique from person to person. The physiological signals are like the ranges are different from every people, but we can definitely see similar patterns in all of people. Like you can have different levels. Like some people, they like naturally will have like a higher skin temperature compared to others. But there are some songs which can produce like very similar patterns, like regardless of what reaction you have. So yes, it is individual to some extent, but of course we can computationally analyze it to identify patterns. Which the patterns can be quite similar. Like the similar, say, like the Justin Bieber song, there was, when I like ran experiments for my participants, there were some participants who were Justin Bieber fan, but there were some participants who were not their fan, and they said that they didn't like the song, and some people really loved the song. But when I looked at their physiological signals, like they had like quite similar response, whether they said that they like the artist or don't like the artist. They still had quite a relaxing, they showed like the relaxing pattern in their signal.
This is amazing. This is the body telling the truth, I guess. Jessica Sharman-Ruman, thank you so much for sharing your research on mornings. It's really interesting.
Thank you so much for having me and taking interest on my research. Thank you.
Absolute pleasure. A PhD researcher at the Australian National University. So there you go. You might claim not to like Justin Bieber, but your body will tell you otherwise. Really interesting, isn't it? Do you see a world in which, you know, your smartwatch goes, ping, just take 3 minutes out and listen to this song because it's going to make you feel a little bit better, which I think is so interesting. Maybe you walk into a room and you're feeling a bit anxious and your phone goes, here's some Enya for you. Maybe. Is that the future of music? It's pretty interesting, isn't it? 7 minutes to 11. Pia Wersey with you on Drive. We're going to play Flash's feel-good song in just a moment.
Your afternoon.
Nick is in Geilston Bay.